It's the middle of Hilchos Shabbos, the middle of Siman Shin Beis, regarding cleaning and folding clothing on Shabbos. Sif Yud Aleph on page 178. Says Mechab, Mishan Islach L'Chayyad Betit. If someone's hands got dirty in mud, Mekancha B'Znava Asos, he can wipe it in the tail of a horse, B'Znava Parah, in the tail of a cow, B'Mapa Akasha, in the hard towel, Hasui Lechaz B'Kaitim, that's used to hold on to thorns. But you can't wipe the dirty hand in the cloth, in the towel, that you use to wipe your hands. That he shouldn't do it the way he does it normally during the week. To be able to chab some up, but then he's going to come to launder that cloth. So someone's hands got dirty with mud, can wipe it in the tail of the horse or the cow, and ubemapa hakasha, and then the hard towel, and mechim besmarter, so with a rag. You're not particular about it, that if it gets dirty, because on the wall, like we said before, then you're not going to run into any problems. Sifyud Beis, also a nag of kais, it's forbidden to dry a cup, shahayu by mayim ayayin, that had water or wine in it. Excuse me. Bemapa, with a cloth, it might come to squeezing out. You now dry up a cup that had in the water a yin or wine. I'm mugging rum shakasa, look at mug rum that he raised. If there were other beverages, mutla nagabe the kaisi, allow to dry out the cup. We're not continually going to come to squeeze out the cloth. Come on, like we see later on, the symmetry in your test, if you're good. The symmetry in Lamadal, Subchabdal, but that's Habrachrain, the opinion of many achrain. That by yin in law, that even by wine you don't be concerned because, sir, now when it's a narrow cup, Yishlachmer, Bishar Mashkin. Then one should be stringent even by other beverages. Sivkat nun tes. So why should you not clean it out with a cloth? Because mashum b'chul, you might come to schita. It's what it means to say like this. For la place love siv tes, even according to the halachic authorities that we said in siv tes, lemin b'zishrius zay kibutzay. They didn't say that when you're soaking something, it's you're laundering. From that mapa you not mitchila, because no, it's not laundering it. To the contrary, the cloth was clean in the beginning. And it didn't have any dirtiness. And began more with the kinuach zeh, this cleaning of the cup, derech lichlichu, it's actually a way of dirtying the cloth. It's not a way of laundering, even though you're, so to speak, making it wet now. So then you would have thought to say that this should be permitted. That's the saying. Even so, also forbidden, Mishum Bisham Yobel Dischita, you might come to squeeze out the cloth itself. Regarding drying a cup and a plate, the oilman is harm bizarre. The world is not concerned about this. Ladine lochish and lahalacha don't have to be concerned. Dein davik b'dafnei akli mayim kolkach, because it's not really stuck to the walls of the vessel. So much water, shavadei schita, then you might come to squeeze out the cloth that you're cleaning with. Elimkin only if menage b'kelim harbit, you're cleaning a whole bunch of yada simcha, a whole bunch of bowls. That's karbadav. It ends very close. Shavadei schita, they clear the clear that you might come to squeeze out the cloth because it's getting so wet between the vessels. So then ro ligabai, then it's appropriate to get upset at the person that's doing that. Shall I ask again that he should not do it? I ain't shamuk over there. And this is brought in the Birch Yosef. Now, if it's a shmata, if it's a cloth that's made designated for cleaning, you're not particular about it to squeeze it out. The lekula mashar according to everyone that's going to be permitted, but Venera would seem that even to dry many vessels would be permitted. Jashar Tzitnei Gimel says, even though Lechayr, it sounds like from the Radvaz, that even when it's designated, one should not be lenient, because you're still going to squeeze it out between vessels, so that it should be fit to still dry more, because it's too wet, that he's going on a very small cloth, look over there. But if it's not, then you could dry even many vessels, says Mishabura. Because the Miyah has martyred lach mitzad echal de'anigov, because even if, let's say, the rag is going to be moist from one side through the drying, you're not going to mitzad echal, you'll dry from another side, and therefore it's not a concern. Tzivkat and samach, but in general, one should not clean out water or wine with a cloth because it's sifkan samach. The asal deschita, it's going to come to squeezing out of the rag. I'm bechrim shesasma. Look at the chayim that they say on specifically. Bekeshru tzar, a cup that's narrow. In lanagva, one should not dry it. A filled besmarta miyuchlik. Even a rag that's designated for cleaning, the efshe shleilov deschita. It's not possible that you're not going to come to squeezing it out because as you're trying to get it through the small hole, it's going to squeeze it out. But something wide, so let's say water spilled on the table or the bench, everyone that's permitted to wipe it up, but something that you're not particular about, look at the Bi'alocha, which the Bi'alocha First, says, so we said that if someone's hands are dirty with mud, you could wipe it in the tail of a horse. So the Sefer Tosfos Shabbos writes, that means when it's not attached to the animal, because if not, we know that you're not allowed to move a balchai, a living creature, even partly, adkan davar, that's his words. So the Be'alacha, according to my humble understanding, you have to look into this, because it's not mentioned any shum paisig, and also Loshna Tosef does not so really make sense so much, because there it mentions also the tail of a fox, or the hair of a fox, and if you're going to say that also the tail is talking about where it's attached, if so, everything is really the same thing. And this study asks that I iser total. Says maybe they didn't make it forbidden, only the body of the balechaim, and not the hair which are attached to them, which is not considered like the body regarding this, and says the be'alacha tzarachi, and I have to look into this further, if it's detached or attached. The Rimaskal Oyayin said that one should not clean out a cup that had water, that had wine or water. So he says, look at Mishbrus, Sif Katan, Nun Ches, what we wrote, that the opinion of Minachreinim is that it's not a concern, that the El Yeraba, Te Shabbos, Mat Shekel, other Achreinim, and also the Vilna Goyin writes that this Mechaber writes, Oyayin is only according to Shittas Rambam, because according to Rabbeinu Tam, that's what the Mechaber says later on, the submission of Dal Sifchav Dal, it's permitted even by wine, like by other beverages. The Bimaskal Meshum, the Hulu, says, look at Mishbrus, Sif Katan, Nun Tes. And it says, L'chayr, it's difficult. Because we know the halacha is, we said in Siftes and Da'agah, that when there's a little bit of water, we're not concerned they're going to come to squeeze it out. And on Maram himself, it's not so difficult, because maybe he doesn't differentiate between when there's a lot or a little regarding the concern about Schita, and that's how we find that he does not differentiate regarding Shiras or Kibbutz, look in the Torah, but in the Shulchan Aruch, we hold that he holds it this far. So why does he say it's forbidden in all situations for the fact that the Ramad does not differentiate over here? Now, the truth, for this reason, the Radvaz says it's permitted. He says it was medactic very well in the words of Magen Avraham. I found that he alludes to this in the second answer that he writes, Inami, Yeshlemi, you could say, Dachikama, Kimishakai Sar, Bechula, since the cup is narrow, etc. And Bechimash, Meseftes, Baganet, so it sounds like in Seftes Drama, what he means to say is, there it brought that when there's a little bit of water, we're not concerned that you're going to come to the Schita, like we asked. And therefore, he removes himself from his first answer and he says that he holds. But since it's narrow, for sure it's going to come when you're drawing to Schita. If that's the case, according to this answer, by a wide cup or by a plate, we're not concerned at all that you're going to come to Schita because very little water, and you are allowed to draw even by a mappa that you makbet on. And therefore, you could rely on by a wide cup or a plate. On the words of Radvaz that we wrote in the Mishnah Berurah, that the Shulchan Aruch also would agree to that. It would seem that for this is what the Shulchan Aruch Harav and the Chayadim are intending when they quote the words of the Shulchan Aruch only regarding a narrow cup. Because they hold like the second tenet of Magen Avraham, which is Emes Ladina, like we proved. And so I saw in some Achreine Zmanenu, Achreine Mavar times that they quote the Halacha Shulchan Aruch to Isra, even by a wide cup, if it's drawing something that you makbid, with something that you makbid on. And they quote also the second tenet of Magen Avraham, that by a narrow cup, it's Psikresha, and it's forbidden in all situations. It says, I don't like that, because they're holding the rope on both sides. Because according to the first answer of Magen Avraham, even by a narrow cup, we don't say that's Psikresha, and permitted by somebody you're not makbid on. And in fact, Magen Avraham says, because since the cup is narrow, it doesn't write that we're talking about a narrow cup. Sounds like that also in the first answer, talking about by a narrow cup. That Stam Kais is narrow. According to the second tarot, it's a Davka by Kais Tarba, but by a cup that's not narrow. We're not concerned at all that you can come to Schita. You're allowed to draw even by something that you makbid on, since the water is very little. Now, from the words of Vilna Gaon, that he pushed himself to answer that this is the Shulchan Aruch forbids wine, is only according to Shitz Rambam, even though Shulchan Aruch himself does not hold like him, and he doesn't prefer the teretz at Magen Avraham, because since the cup is narrow, it's a psik ratio. It sounds that he holds, that even by a narrow cup, there's no psik ratio like the Magen Avraham, the first answer, and the nafkamina is by somebody that's not makbid on, also by a narrow cup is permitted. Now, however, what we asked before, that when there's a little water, how we concern for schita, is also difficult according to his words. Now it says maybe he's talking about when you're drawing many cups and the lashon of a kais the Shulchan Aruch mentioned labdavka, that's a daichik. So maybe holds halacha that also when there's a little bit, there's a concern to schita, like what we explained in this, the daluntas, the chimshin alavta, a new understanding because it's not makbid, and also the words of Radvaz doesn't mention enough community between different types of cups, and therefore it seems, says the Bi'ar Halacha, that b'shasat chak, not to protest and the one who's being makel to dry a narrow cup, as long as it should be somebody that's not makbid on to squeeze it out after he wipes, and it seemed that in the beginning. Just to first pour out all the water from the vessel.
Some of the dirshu is dirshu number 54. So the Mechaber said that a hard cloth you could wipe your hands in, like the type that you use to hold thorns. Now, but a soft cloth that you use to wipe the hands, yeah, you're not allowed to wipe because we were concerned that you might come to launder it, as the Shulchan Aruch writes. Now, even though regarding someone that his hands get dirty from fruit, the Mishmur writes in Siman Shin Chav Sevkot Nun Chaz Nimen Min Minei Achrein that it's permitted in a pressing situation to wipe your hands on the cloth because it's a way of making it dirty, and we're not concerned that you might come to launder your garments. So it's regarding a wound that blood is coming out from. The Mishmur writes in Siman Shin Chav Chaz Sevkot Nun Kov Mem Bab that in a pressing situation, you'll have to put on it a garment even though the blood is dyeing the garment because it's a derech lichlich. We're not concerned that you're going to come to launder the garment. See the Tehillah David. So Bayashim should explain that this concern was not said only in the place where the norm is to launder the garment right after that you're wiping what's making it dirty, for example, by mud that was told out of here. But they weren't concerned that you're going to clean a garment that's not the norm to launder it right away, right after the cleaning. Addition number 55, regarding the cups that are common in our times, from this Gerel's holds, they're considered as narrow cups. However, near the opening of the cup, he holds that it's permitted to dry it even with the narrow cups. Addition number 56, even if it's dirty, the Ketzer Shulchan writes that you're allowed to go ahead and wipe with something that you're not makpid on, because there's no concern for whitening at all, similar to what Burton Shulchan Aruch and Siman Shin Yud Tes, that you're allowed to sift water in the sifter. Addition number 58. Even though wiping in the tail of a horse is considered like utilizing an animal or on its sides, which are forbidden, as Burton Shulchan Aruch later on Siman Shin Hayisif Yud Tes, someone explains it's possible that the norm is to dry your dirty hands in the tail of a horse, and for that reason, the horse is considered as designated for that, and therefore not mukta. And look over the Dedi writes, it's possible that for that reason, that even the hairs of the tail are not considered as mukta.